Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, and welcome back to another episode. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope your weekend is going awesome. Welcome to Sunday. You know, I am going to continue today with a review of some posts that I had written out a couple of years ago. This one comes from May 11th of 2015. And I'm so grateful for you accommodating me over the last 4 or 5 weeks in doing these reruns. They're new to KevCast, but they're reruns in front of, as far as posts go, because I've been producing a radio program that is launching today. And so I had to have, just for my own comfort's sake, about 4 weeks ahead. And it's taken some time to produce all of that. And so today's the big day. It's launching here in Denver on an AM station, and I'm so glad. For those of you who are wondering, hey, Kev, how am I going to be able to hear that out here in virtual land, because I am not in the Denver metro area, you will begin hearing these recordings of the episodes and the broadcasts starting next week. So stay tuned for that. You will see some changes to my posts. They did have to get a little bit longer. Obviously, a 30-minute program on air is completely different than the random amount of time that I can do on a podcast, which is usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 22 minutes. So anyway, we are back, and today we're going to talk about that guy who posts religious stuff. Sound familiar? Yeah, I own it, but that's the title of the blog from May of 2015. It's called That Guy Who Posts Religious Stuff. And I got this idea because I was driving through Nebraska, as I often do. As many of you know, in my work, I travel to 6 or 7 states, and I spend a lot of time in the car. But on the way to Nebraska along Highway 80, I noticed that one of the farmers had built his own billboard and placed a giant sign in his field. And, you know, a lot of the times they're political and such, but this billboard read these words. It said, "Jesus, I trust in you." And next to the words was a picture of a glowing Jesus with his arms lifted up in an angelic fashion. And he appeared to be wearing a dress or a bathrobe or a gown of some sort. And as I thought about the sign, I think the farmer was trying to get those who read the sign, you know, to read those words, to actually contemplate those words. Jesus, I trust in you. I think it was his form of evangelism. It was his message to the world. And so part of me was a little bit divided. You know, I mean, I'm like, hey, all right, dude, that's your message. You go. You know, good for you, at least for trying to share it with the world. But there's another part of me that just couldn't get over flying Jesus in a dress. It just seemed so disconnected from my life. And this got me thinking about Facebook posts and such, where we all read these posts, right? And some of them we just don't relate to, right? If you're a Republican and you read posts from Democrats, you don't relate. And likewise, vice versa. Some are about sports, and if you don't play that sport, you don't really relate. And others are about parts of culture, cooking, or family. And if you don't relate to those parts of culture, cooking, or family, then, you know, it doesn't really relate. And then you have all those posts that are about God stuff, right? Some are posts are very blatant. You know, some are abstract. Some make sense while others make an effeminate flying Jesus with feathered hair look kind of reasonable. You know, and I realize that some folks reading this, some folks listening to this podcast, you know, I'm that farmer. Right? And I am that guy. I'm the guy who's posting stuff about God. And, you know, while I can't relate to bathrobe Jesus, in my posts, I do try and illuminate spiritual realities that exist in the lives of all modern people, just in hopes that people are not put off by tribal, religious, language and cultural distinctions or competitive religions. You know, my work is focused on extracting people from their religious categories rather than recruit people deeper into them. And this is because religion is the thing we see, but it's not the thing we actually are seeking. And so I wonder just how many people relate to the nightgown flying Jesus. You know, then I thought to myself, I wonder if my posts are a sort of nightgown flying Jesus to some people. And I'm sure that they are. I'm sure there are people that see my posts on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and they see the title and they just roll their eyes and scroll right through. I mean, how annoying. This guy is going to start running his pie hole about God and spirituality and things like that. And don't we know we're beyond that in some people's minds? You know, many modern people who read my content tell me that they really appreciate my approach. But I'm sure just as many feel like I'm trying to Trojan horse some religion into their life. And others are probably offended because I don't use the tribal language to which they're already accustomed to hearing. I had one guy unsubscribe and write me a nasty letter because he said I don't use Jesus enough. I don't talk enough about Jesus. And I have heard from others that, you know, ask me, why do you talk so much about Jesus? So there's really no way to please everybody. And to some people, I sound like I'm New Age. To other people, I sound very liberal. To others, I sound very conservative. It's quite interesting, you know, this online space. But the truth is every single one of us is skeptical about God stuff, or at least the God categories that we don't utilize. Think about that. We're skeptical about the God categories that we don't use. Now, this is interesting because as I was rereading this post in preparation for this podcast, I realized just how long I've been saying some of these things. It came out last week. It's coming out this week, and you'll hear it next week's recording. Some of these things are going to sound very similar, like this example here, and that's that the term God means almost nothing in our culture because it means almost anything. You know, some people have been so burned and offended and disappointed by the cultural church or that representation of God that any mention of it immediately causes them to be skeptical. And right, who can blame them? You know, and if I say dog, one person thinks poodle while another person thinks German shepherd. And the same thing happens when I say God. One person thinks Jesus while another person thinks universe or energy. It's much more nebulous while one is very specific. One rolls their eyes and another one, you know, can just believe that we're even talking about God. I mean, especially when science has disproven the existence of it, so to speak, at least in their perspective. So what message really speaks to all of us, right? I mean, that's a great question. What God message speaks to all of us? And ironically, that is the question I start with in my new series on Beyond Everything Radio. We have to address the God question, and I'm going to spend several weeks going through that. But you see, most people I know seem to fall into the do unto others philosophy of life. And that's a great philosophy of life. It is the golden rule, right? They'd never invalidate anyone's message because they understand that we all get the message in many different ways. What is amazing to me is that this perspective is the heart of all mature religions. You know, Jesus himself teaches us in Matthew 7:12. You know, people who don't subscribe to religion per se seem to apprehend and apply the foundational principle of the golden rule somehow. It's like it's written on their heart, as the Bible says. And Paul speaks about this in Romans 2 when he says, "For when Gentiles or non-Jews who do not have the law do as the law requires, they are a law unto themselves. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts." So, you see, we're all in the same perspective on some level. You see, we do tune in to a different radio frequency. And some of us are on AM dial and some on FM and some on XM at one end of the spectrum while others are on at the other end of the spectrum. It's not as though there's only one valid experience with truth. all experiences are equally valid and all experiences lack the total picture of truth. So while some may be more tuned in than others, you know, we all have some, but nobody has all when it comes to truth. We all transmit truth and we all receive truth, yet every single one of us is really only a partial believer in the truth, because we can only believe those parts of truth that we apprehend, and since we don't apprehend all truth, we can only believe part of it. Yet all of us, every one of us, reflect some aspect of the truth, and I think that's really helpful, definitive, and meaningful perspective. Now, this is why I insist that I've never met anyone who's not a spiritual person. I've met so many people say, I'm not religious, I don't follow God, I don't even know if I believe there's a God, I just kind of do my own thing. Kevin, it's great that you're into religion and churches and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I'm not there. You know what? Everybody's spiritual. Everybody is spiritual. Everybody has faith. Everybody has a religion that they trust and practice. It just takes a wide-angle lens of honesty to see our own biases and be open to how others experience things. Even if that experience comes in a nightgown, right? I don't relate to nightgown Jesus, but that farmer did. But there is a Jesus I relate to, and when I talk about that, there are people who don't relate to it. You see, but they do relate to other things. Do unto others, love, kindness, goodness, mercy, patience, justice. People get these things. And so the bottom line is that it takes a conscious effort to find the frequency God is broadcasting to each of us. You know, I may not be on the same wavelength or the same part of the dial as the farmer, but there's still a receiver in each one of us. We can deny it if we want. Some people do. But then the world becomes irrational. It becomes unexplainable, and life really deflates into randomness, which can't offer us very much hope or peace. And so, like the farmer who broadcasts his flying message, Jesus, I will continue to broadcast my message that God is so much closer than any of us have ever imagined. And that if we simply follow after what we can and live accordingly, then we will grow our souls and ultimately find our truest selves, who are transparently grounded in our Maker. It's not a very complex algorithm. It's not a path. It's not a religion. It's simply go deeper, be honest, and then see what happens. You know, and if we get all bogged down in religious distractions or ego-satisfying falseness, we'll never really live to our potential. See, the true spiritual journey is an ever-broadening experience with truth. And for me, truth is synonymous with God. And so lesser truth is displaced by greater truth. Yeah, and that's just the way of life, right? The more you learn, the more nuances you have to the thing that you learned. That just causes our consciousness to grow. And as our consciousness grows, our spirit rises. You know, truth is the event horizon for the greatest thing in the universe. And we touch it in every molecule and every moment. And God, if you will accept the term, is closer to you than you are to yourself.
Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.